Right, so here in year three at St. Peter's School in Walworth, and our literacy work for this week has got very, very exciting. Now, to explain all about this, got three of our young guys from year three. So first of all, your names, please.
Ronnie.
Matthew.
Tochiku.
Brilliant. We have Ronnie, we have Matthew, and we have Tochiku from year three. Right, let's start with Ronnie. So first of all, please, can you explain to people listening, what kind of stories are we looking at in literacy?
Well, we're looking at Greek myths, and they're not true, but some of them have happy endings and some of them have not very good endings.
Perfect. Greek myths. Wow, Greek myths. So have we, Matthew, have we been reading any famous Greek myth stories?
We've been reading Apollo and the Chimera and Theseus and the Minotaur and Orpheus and the Eurydice.
Okay, wow. So out of those three, Tochiku, is there any of those which is your particular favourite?
When they save the princess or anyone, when they save the characters.
Who can maybe give me some background ideas? Say Theseus and the Minotaur. Ronnie, what happens basically in that Greek myth, please?
Well, there's the king has a son, and there's a Olympic Games there, and the Athens people lose, but they killed someone's son in there. So every month they have to give 4 young people away to the Athens people to be killed by the Minotaur, but they all got killed, and Theseus killed the Minotaur, and if he was alive, he put a white flag up, but if he was dead, he put a black flag up, but he forgot to put the white flag up, and then the king killed himself and threw himself in the water.
Oh, so we were saying some Greek myths have happy endings, some have not so happy endings. Was that a not so happy ending, do you think, Matthew?
Some are not and some are. But I know one of the stories which I made up.
Yeah, I was going to mention we've been writing our own Greek myths and also legends here in year three at St. Peter's. So I think we should perhaps share some of those. So Matthew, can you maybe explain perhaps first about the setting and some of the characters that are involved in your story, please?
My hero is Jason. He's forced to destroy a monster. And so he's off to War of the Gods, Olympus, for useful things. And then he's going to the journey.
Oh, bless you. Okay. If we carry on, so he's going.
So he was off to the journey to the river where it was. He jumped into the river, and now he saw the monster, and because he knows what it likes, he likes fish, so he found a fish and then killed it, then threw it to him. So he's going to probably eat it, then Jason can stab him.
So are we going to have a happy or a sad ending in your myth, please, Matthew?
Happy.
Good. I know kind of some myths don't have them, but I prefer a happy ending. And maybe briefly, if you can explain, Tochiku, who are some of the characters, please, in your own Greek myth? Who have you got?
I've got Lucy, Mark, James. Zeus is the king of warriors and people.
And do you think your story will have a happy or a sad ending, your Greek myth?
I think it'll have a happy ending because at the end he'll find a magic crystal. When he opens it, there's a genie inside. That's how he could grant his wish.
Brilliant, okay. Well, we're almost out of time, but that has been wonderful explaining a lot about our Year 3 Greek myths work here at St. Peter's in Walworth. So a huge, huge big thank you to Ronnie and Matthew and Tochiku for explaining, you know, what can be a fairly, fairly tricky subject. Okay, guys, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.